You pay about a penny per gallon of gas to clean up pollution, but the money isn't always used that way. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Every time you fill up, you pay 7/8 of a cent per gallon of gas to help clean up the thousands of old underground storage tanks in Michigan. But officials have had a hard time leaving that money alone. Mark Brush reports on a new bill aimed at restoring that money to its original purpose.
Those pennies you pay at the pump lead to a $50 million pot of money each year. It's called the Refined Petroleum Fund, and it was originally set up to clean up the thousands of polluted sites across the state. We have more than 8,800 underground tanks that have leaked fuel and other chemicals into the ground. Only the state of Florida has more. Many of these tanks are from old gas stations, and they need to be cleaned up. But officials have used the money collected at the pump for other things over the years, things like bond payments or fish monitoring programs. The diverted money has contributed to a significant slowdown in the number of underground tanks that have been cleaned up. Michigan Senator Mike Green is a Republican from the Thumb area. He's sponsoring a bill that would direct the money consumers pay at the pump back to its original purpose.
And when they're paying a tax for a specific item to happen and government doesn't spend it on that, then they throw their hands up and say, that's typical government. And you know what? I want to be a part of making good change, not a part of making bad change.
People who follow Michigan's underground tank cleanup program say things have improved in the last year or two. They say a lot of red tape has been cut, and that if this bill passes, they expect to see a lot more underground tanks cleaned up. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
This is the Environment Report. Farmers are finally able to head out into their fields and orchards and vineyards to see how everything fared over the winter. Ken Nye is a commodity specialist with the Michigan Farm Bureau. Ken, what kind of damage are you expecting farmers will find?
Well, on the fruit side, which is one of our biggest concerns right now, we think we're going to find a fair number of buds that have been frozen during the winter. But the bigger concern would be, is there actually damage to the tree, the vine, or the bush, which has a much longer-term impact. If we have to start losing some of those and replanting, that'll take more time to get back into production.
Now, which crops are more likely to experience damage than others?
Well, for sure, our more tender wine grapes are going to have some damage, and I would fear not just bud damage, but the actual vine itself, perhaps frozen or frozen down to the snow line. So wine grapes would be our immediate concern, followed by peaches, cherries, plums, blueberries, apples, far less damage. They can take a little colder throughout the state.
I understand it's not just the weather that matters. There also can be damage from animals. What kind of things are you expecting to find?
Well, because of the long winter, a lot of cold and a lot of snow, we are going to see more rodent damage this year in orchards. Rabbits, mice, voles are all going to be a bigger problem this year where they girdle the bark.
I was surprised to read on your website that road salt can actually damage blueberry bushes.
Yes, it's been a concern for a number of years. It dries out the bud, as salt would do, and that has a big impact on winter injury then. There's a fine line between trying to keep the road safe and not damaging adjacent blueberry plantations. So the county road commissions understand that, and there's been a lot of cooperation between the road commissions and the grower community to try to reduce that damage as much as possible.
Ken Nye is a commodity specialist with the Michigan Farm Bureau. Thank you very much.
You bet.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.